case for faith.
I was reading Life magazine, and there was a photograph in the magazine of a black woman in Northern Africa, and she was holding her dead baby in her hands and looking up to heaven. And I looked at it and I thought, how could a loving God do this to this woman? How is it possible to believe that there is a loving or caring creator when all this woman needed was rain?
Atheistic philosopher George H. Smith claims that Christianity must be rejected by any person who has even a shred of respect for reason.
I'm what they call an atheist, and I don't believe in anything but myself. And the only reason of me believing in God is to actually see Him, to believe, because there's no faith.
The Bible has a lot of false things in it that I'm not quite believing in, and I chose a different religion other than Christianity.
No one knows anything for sure. You know, we're all just living, we're animals, we're species on the planet Earth.
For spiritual seekers, often there are questions that create seemingly insurmountable barriers between them and God.
How could a loving God, just because you don't obey Him, do what He wants, how could He torture you forever?
Christians frequently grapple with the same issues, and the result is a faith that's fragile and tentative. But here's the good news. Fortunately, there are answers to these questions that can satisfy our minds and souls. Welcome to the Case for Faith radio special, presented by Zondervan and featuring best-selling author Lee Strobel. For most of those heartfelt questions, there are great, inspiring answers. And Lee Strobel, author of the bestseller The Case for Christ, sets them out in detail in his new book, The Case for Faith.
We asked a cross-section of Americans this question. If you could ask God one question and you knew He'd give you an answer, what would you ask? This book answers the exact questions that are on the minds of people.
In today's hour-long presentation, we'll present a few of the stumbling blocks that keep some people from believing and test the faith of those that do. We'll also answer many difficult questions and hear from some of the most respected scientists and professors in the world today.